got some good receivers he can throw to and a good running back he can hand off to. So they're definitely an improving offense.
All right, welcome back. That's Brian Cushing, the linebacker, and there's nothing wrong with him. It's not a shawl or a a sling he's wearing. He just hadn't put his sweatshirt on all the way, so don't worry.
Right in the middle of dressing.
That's right, and they got the good stuff from him. So Dale Robertson, Ted Johnson, we're back for one final segment. Let's get right into it. Keys to the game, keys to a win for the Houston Texans. What do they have to do tomorrow?
Run the football, force a couple turnovers. End of story. Very simple.
It's something they've done there many, many times. 7 of the last 9 the Texans have won, not just in Jacksonville, but against the Jaguars. So,
There's a third thing.
What's the third?
Finish drives, which Ted mentioned earlier. You've got to finish. They're not finishing. That's why they're not scoring.
Yeah, that's it. That finished drives. I mean, that first opening drive they had against the Colts last week was an impressive drive. Run right, run left, run right. Dink dunk to airing out of the backfield, converting third downs, you know, D-hop, you know, chunk plays here and there. Don't have to play from behind all the time. And on defense, stop the stupid penalties that extend drives. And keep it simple on defense. If they can do that, they can win this football game.
You know, they've rarely led this season. You know, they led a good bit of the Tampa Bay game, but it was still a struggle.
And they ended up winning that game because they,
You know what they did in that Tampa Bay game? They had a lot of long drives. They had 8 drives of 6 plays or more, or 6 drives of 8 plays or more. So they really, they extended
time,
the clock.
And you got the defense, yes, these guys are highly paid professional athletes. They should be in shape. But you can't keep sending them back out there, especially when they go out there under a cloud of uncertainty and things aren't going well and another turnover, whatever. I mean, keep them off the field. They're better than this. They're a better team than they've shown us by far.
He brings up a really good point about the 3-and-outs and having the defense go back out there. Yeah. How demoralizing is that when you're a linebacker playing in the middle and you got to go right back out?
Well, if you're playing in the heat of Jacksonville, I'm looking at my offensive guys like, really, guys? I mean, you know, how about you do some work today? You know, killing us. So you don't, if the offense is kind of, you know, that's how they're operating, 3-and-out, 3-and-out, and the defense out there and they're making stupid penalties, extending drives and making it harder for themselves, then that's crazy. Drew, here's Dale, they don't have to do a whole lot. This team isn't that good. Just do what you do better than what you've been doing it, and you'll win this football game.
That's it. This is not a game that needs overanalyzing. Just go down there, like I said, hammer them, come home with a win, and then everything all of a sudden looks better next week.
Nobody on defense is the world beater. Nobody on offense is a world beater. They should win this game if they just execute.
Hey, one last thing. You don't only cover sports for the Chronicle. You're also the
I get a wine segment. I get a wine segment here.
And this guy next to you guys were at a wine dinner with Dick Vermeil. We're talking about football because I just slid Dick Vermeil in there.
But how strange is that, right?
I know.
Dale Johnson, Dale Robertson had a wine dinner with Dick Vermeil.
And now you're on the show tonight.
It was fun. I'm sick of seeing you, man.
Since it's Saturday night, you got any good Cabernet suggestions or anything like that?
Yes, Fry Brothers.
All right, okay.
Fry Brothers Cab, Sonoma County. Under $20, delicious.
Boom.
Received a unanimous recommendation from my tasting panel.
You just got football knowledge and a good wine recommendation. What more can you ask for from Texans Extra Points? Well, for Ted Johnson, for Dale Robertson, thanks so much, guys. Had a lot of fun. We will see you next time because we're hopefully talking after a Texans win. Looking to move to 2-4. They're in Jacksonville next week at Miami. Don't miss us. Same time, same place. We'll see you then.